This is February 10th, 2016.
There are actual real players in the world.
We would call them the 14 group as some of them, maybe Saint Germain, people like that. And I've been saying, this is my theory, that the, quote, the Illuminati or the Ascended, there's something bigger going on that even they have to acknowledge what's happening.
We would concur.
Now, I'm saying that it's happening in the world of mortar, that you coming forth in the world of mortar is altered mortar, and the ascended person can ignore mortar, not engage in it, but because mortar is going through this radical change, they're forced in their ascension to deal with it on the level of communicating with humans. That's the way I see it.
Well, it's not, okay, but change one part. You have a conclusion. You concluded that humans are able to communicate, and we're not so sure that they can. We don't know that they actually
can. Oh, you mean in the world of mortar?
Listen.
No. I agree that
right.
In the world of mortar,
okay.
there's not much
so
matching.
If the level is at that stage, then it's troublesome because they'll never be able to communicate. It's like noises that a dog can hear that humans can't pick up. It's almost like that.
And they don't know that, so they're not listening for the dog.
All right.
They don't.
Okay, that's fair. That's
but
fair.
The thing is, they're being forced to shake themselves up a bit because the cosmos is deeply changing, and that affects the protocols of being ascended, is what I'm saying.
It changes center. We'll give you that. And you're going to have more of that.
Are you giving out more information on payday or flowing with the questioners more than you were 6 months ago? Is there something?
No, we are not. We are not. We are giving about the same schedule that we always, always, always did. Here's what's changed or different. They're listening now, Bob.
They are asking better questions, no doubt about that.
You and they place our words into packages.
So that brings you forth more forthcoming of information if they get the questions right.
Because otherwise they get to listen to little boxes made of ticky-tacky. You know, that ridiculous, that crazy, ridiculous stuff that was like, this is nonsensical and ridiculous in every single way. Well, you're not getting that anymore. You're getting actual straight-up answers. Everybody else is moving everything they can, and they're not getting anything. They are blowing things up. Carolyn, you have no idea what Big Pharma is trying to do to figure out how in the hell you're able to get away with the stuff you're getting away with. It just does not make sense.
Yeah,
to them, it's not supposed to work, and yet it is. Okay, so you have the capacity to get away with stuff that they can't. And simply saying then, just ride the train.
Yeah.
Regular science can plod along for the next 200, 300 years, ignoring what we're doing is non-physical, or they can't. And they're just going to get more and more problems. So therefore, if they're going to get more and more problems ignoring use of non-physical in their alchemy or their science, then they get in problems. But
Bob, too many words. Slow down.
But we're doing it the way it has to be done. If the way we're doing it, is that the way it has to be done now? Science has to be.
But that's what we were going to say. We're going to say no. Look, we've prodded along patiently away these 40 years doing everything under sun, moon, and stars. Doing whatever it is you do, you didn't even know what you were doing. You did that, and you did it, and you had fun, and it was good. Nobody cared. It was fine. No worries, no thing. Then all of a sudden, you started bumping into these things that were something. And, you know, different levels, like with your Willowies and your Edgar Casey and your some of that other foolishness stuff, whatever. And that was fine. The counterfeit got you to a position where you could say, oh, okay, now I know the real thing.
Right.
Now, the real thing that you've come up to so far would be your Michael Blake Reed. And even that was on the edge, if you know it. But you didn't care, because it was truly for you, it was not about that. Your quest was to continue or to be a part of this thing. And so, perfect.
What would be this thing? This thing would be just a
connection. No, connection to things outside of you, other worlds. You're the guy on the show. X-Files.
Oh, yeah, the guy, Dunvey.
Yeah, Bob, I have a question then, if you've just been flapping your lips. thanks for filling in the flapping of lips.
Yeah, I'm Ed McMahon. Johnny's back. Here's Johnny.
Okay, so there's Connie thinking what she talks about way more important than my stuff. So she came in to regain direction for what she's got eye on for. Okay, here we go.
You have to be careful, because here's what Bob knows. Bob knows that there's a mystery landscape. Bob knows the mystery landscape applies to the here and now, the dirty here and now, not the sweet by and by. We got that. We know what that is. You're trying to make it through the dirty here and now. The mystery landscape, if it embraces something and knows something, then it does. But if it doesn't, guess what it does? It tries to destroy it.
Yeah.
Every single time, without fail or exception. Therefore, knowing those good words, be very, as the Spanish say, tranquilo, be easy, just be soft with it. Your words are right, you're right, you already know you're right, you don't even have to tell them you're right. They know you're right. It's not a question of rightness.
Yeah.
Now, you're helping people line by line, and that's wonderful and good, and you're doing it also on a larger level because people are benefiting from you, and they don't want to sing your carols. They don't want to sing your praises. They know they'll have to. They want the product. They want it to work. But you're not talking to everybody who's buying your product.
No, not at all.
Do you understand? The world is changing. You already know what you know. The world is getting nastier to make yours better. See, the worse the world gets, the more value this becomes.
Does that have anything to do with the price of oil?
No. It won't, because, well, they'll probably quit selling oil. The oil thing we didn't talk about a lot. Well, we really did. And the deep, deep stuff, the private stuff, you'd really have to dig deep into the. That's back when you were using the company that went to jail for using the sharer, the mega upload thing that you use for every. Deep into the mega upload, there was the reference that when the euro, when we're doing triangulation, where the euro disappears, where it has no value, and every way you work it after this point, there's no value. But that has to do with oil, and you had to change oil, because when they depegged the dollar against the barrel of oil and made it be against anything, we knew that oil was going to drop to nothing. But that it had to.
It hit me. I don't know why I didn't realize it, but the Canadian dollar is so tied to their oil production in the West that now if the price of oil is so low, it's no wonder Canada is in the bankruptcy.
Well, we said that too, remember?
Yeah.
When we were offering you Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
As J.W. would say, reference it. We didn't mean it bad. We meant it. We just didn't mean it bad.
Yeah, we're sorry that it looks so bad, but
right.
You know, it is bad, but we didn't mean it.
Right. We didn't mean it. We didn't mean it evil. We meant it to say it, but just didn't mean it that badly. But, boy, and it is tanked. 71 cents.
Yeah, that's why it's so empty here, because the Canadians can't afford to come down and live in their million-dollar houses.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's been doing the dishes.
Yeah. Hey, that's great.
On that topic about Canada, the elites saw this happening before they had their prime minister election a couple months ago, and that's why they gave it to the kid, because the elites knew, we can't run this place. It's... You know, they said, let's get the hell out of here. And that's why the kid won, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's doing a great job.
How is he doing good? Is he going to
just being a PR guy. He's got nothing else to do.
It's a figurehead, Bob. The people you play with, you can care less who the sitting president of the United States is. The same way with that. They don't care who the president is. Put their dog on the throne and let him rule all of Canada. It's a good day. They're going to do what they're going to do. Let them do it. Right?
I think he's moving to legalize marijuana. Is he going to be able to get some other kind of legislation in there because nobody cares about Canada, so he can accomplish whatever his team's fantasies are? Is that, can he be effective?
He sure can. Like I say, if he had the whole thing, you still wouldn't have a thing.
And he can make it better, but you still have, it's not a place to be to enjoy it. You don't want to be there to enjoy whatever he's going to bring in.
Basically, yeah.
Bob, do you want to flap around a bit while I find the next question? Thank you, Ion.
Yeah, I'll just massage and love up Ion, love him up a bit, keep him distracted while Carolyn gets the next topic. Let me see. You said Bob understands the mystery landscape. Did you say the mystery landscape will blow things up?
Yes, always.
It's like an angel. It will blow things. And a lot of the disasters in the world, volcanoes blowing up, are activated by the mystery landscape. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In other words, scientists are trying to figure out what causes volcanoes and use their science and anticipate and predict and control nonsense if you're up against the mystery landscape.
Yes.
Which is responding to people's non-physical desires, right?
Yes.
So I understand that. Okay, so then there's something called Hathor, H-A-T-H-O-R. Hathor is an ancient Egyptian goddess who personified the principle of joy, feminine love, and motherhood. She was one of the most important and popular deities throughout the history of ancient Egypt. Hathor was worshipped by royalty and common people alike, in whose tomb she is depicted as mistress of the West, welcoming the dead into the next life. In other roles, she was the goddess of music, dance, foreign lands, and fertility, who helped women in childbirth, as well as the patron goddess of miners. Now, if I ask Ion what Hathor refers to, in whatever Egyptian scriptures there are, is it mentioned in Book of the Dead or something, wherever it's talked about, is it a chemical, in actual fact?
Yes.
So you have the culture, the history, the folklore anthropomorphizes this substance, which we're probably going to be working with, and that's the fact, that's the new knowledge we get from Ion, that this is a particular substance that is being anthropomorphized, correct? And you just said that.
Yeah.
Is there a way for me to find out what that substance is by asking you, or would you be tricky about it and not tell me?
Be tricky, Ion.
No. Is it magnesium? No, it's not magnesium.
No.
Is it the ICEL?
No.
Not manna.
What are we talking about?
It's a goddess, a major goddess called Hathor, H-A-T-H-O-R, and Roxy has discovered this, and I think Hathor, this symbol, shows up in the castles. So I'm just jumping ahead. This is not referring to a pharaoh. This is referring to a substance. So much of sacred literature is about chemistry and about making things and recipes. Am I correct, Ion?
It is. It's in your inbox, Bob.
Oh, okay. I'll just check that.
There it is. Bit.
Yes, I'm clicking on it. I saw the word milk in the URL. Oh,
yeah. The cow goddess.
Firefox doesn't work, Carol. Is your Firefox working?
Yep. She's a cow goddess with horns in which is fed a sun disk.
No, but Ion sent me the chemistry, I hope. Let's see what it is. It's milk.
Milk. Yes.
It's milk.
She's a cow. A cow goddess. So cows.
Was there something about the milk that was special in their day?
The same thing that's special now.
I mean, milk is milk, and what it does, some cultures require it.
Babies would die without it. It's what we wean ourselves on or whatever.
Okay. Is there another symbolism in the word Hathor? Why would it show up in, I think she's saying it's in the castles. There's lots of Egyptian iconography in the castles in the Loire Valley. Why would there be Egyptian iconography?
Because
they took whatever they had around them.
What did Margaret of Navarre and King Francis, were they just romanticizing Egyptian mythology and folk culture and knowledge, or were they knowing something through their ascending process, finding out that what it stood for?
Pretty silly.
Yeah.
It's not that important, what they were using. It was like creating mystery, just trying to create mystery, put strangeness into their architecture. But did Ophanil and St. Germain ask that imagery to be put in there? Did Ophanil do that?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
And they did it just to mystify the landscape there, the architecture?
Yeah. It's like, what is milk?
I don't know what it is. Calcium?
No, what it is, there's no chemical formula for milk. Yes, there's no chemical formula. What it is water, fat, protein, and thousands of minor chemicals.
And you say there's no chemical formula for milk?
No.
It's a million different things.
Right. And so, therefore, it'd be just as easy to just say, what is the chemical formula for a cow? That's your God.
Right. You can make a chemical formula for milk,
And no, you can't. That's the point.
Oh, it's too complex to be.
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
Okay, you can take fat globules and put them in water and do some stuff and shake it up or something, but you won't make milk.
So milk happens magically from cows?
From that god.
The god being the cow.
But then when you add salt and light to it, you make other things. The fat globules are dispersed.
When you say the cow is a god, I mean the Indian,
no,
the Hindus worship the cow.
The Hagar,
Hathor,
ridiculous
Hathor.
Person. Hagar the Horrible, yeah, like the comic strip. That's the one that's Canadian. Hagar the Horrible, that's what you're talking about. That's milk. Okay.
So that's just talking about milk. How come the anthropologists, the folklorists of British culture, European culture, projected all this anthropomorphic God stuff into it? Rather than just
because
well,
it is.
They didn't know where anything came from, so they had to have an origin, so they made God the originators of everything around them.
That's what the British anthropologists did.
No, it's what the Egyptians did, and then the British anthropologists just...
They took the concepts. So you're saying it's the Egyptians lived literally. Milk was very important in their life for survival, so they gave it God qualities?
No, the
god
was the milk.
To rule over the milk.
Yeah. They made milk the god, not God didn't give them the milk. That you said Hagar the Horrible was a chemical formula, and we said yes. And you said, what is it? And we said, well, we can't say what the chemical formula is, so we just sent you a picture of milk, because it's milk.
Right. And so Hathor is discussed as this important ancient Egyptian goddess, and it's referring to milk. But that culture made it, like Carol just said, they would say, the goddess must keep this milk coming to us. They would pray to some abstraction.
Okay, we concur.